to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have a man right now that almost certainly will go down as the worst president in the history of the United States.
There's Donald Trump. Maybe that is his first political speech. What do you think? Was given to a Tea Party gathering in Florida over this past weekend. And that's how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What is happening in the world of talk radio, talk television, and the left-right issues that are typical of the discussions, the political talk. On the Sunday morning programs, we get our fix of input. And Donald Trump is everywhere. He was on CNN with Candy Crowley, and he talks about what makes him the best candidate.
Let me ask you in terms of a possible presidential bid. What makes you preferable to Mitt Romney? Why would Republicans prefer you to, say, Mitt Romney?
Well, Mitt Romney is a basically small business guy, if you really think about it. He was a hedge fund. He was a fund guy. He walked away with some money from a very good company that he didn't create. He worked there. He didn't create.
And, he didn't create companies.
Well, but look, he would buy companies, he'd close companies, he'd get rid of jobs, okay? I built a great company. And one of the beauties of, frankly, if and when I announce sometime prior to June, you will see how big my company is, because it's much bigger and much more powerful, much stronger than anyone really knows. So you're going to see how good it is. You're going to see how strong it is. It's a big, strong company that I built. And I have thousands and thousands of jobs that I've created over the years. Hundreds
of
thousands.
You're just a better businessman. You think that's a selling point for you?
Well, I'm a much bigger businessman, and I have a much, much bigger net worth. I mean, my net worth is many, many, many times Mitt Romney. And I don't know Mitt Romney. I really don't know him. So I'm not saying good or bad. I know some of the other candidates. I don't know Mitt Romney. But I built a very big net worth, and I'd like to put that ability, and I've always had an ability to do that, and I'd like to put that ability, perhaps, if I decide to go, perhaps I would love to put that ability to work for this country. So I don't do it for myself. I'll be doing it for the country. And guess what? That's what this country needs.
I have two quick questions. I think they'll be quick questions. There was an article out the other day talking about the top 400 gross income folks, it was in Bloomberg, paying 17% personal income tax, while those who made less than them were paying about 23. What percentage of your personal income do you pay in federal taxes?
I'd really have to check. I'd really have
really
to check.
You really don't know where
sure,
it is?
Sure, but it's substantial, but I'd really have to check. I mean, I could... I'll be reporting certain things. So, assuming I run, and there is a good possibility, assuming I run, in about 2 months, you're going to know that information.
And that's my last question. If you were in Las Vegas betting on Donald Trump's, whether he would or would not get into the presidential race, what odds would you give that?
Candy, I hate what's happening to our country. We're not respected. We're scoffed at. We're laughed at. We're a whipping post for the rest of the world. China, other nations, they're taking our jobs. They're taking our money. I hate what's happening. I love my life. I love what I'm doing. And I've said this before. If I had my choice of our president, if we had a president that was great, our current president, Obama, President Obama, if he were great, that would be my first choice. But he's not great, and he won't be great.
You think he's weak?
I think he's ineffective. I don't think he's weak. So our country is in trouble. I wished I didn't have to do it, because I'm enjoying my life. I'm having a good time. I have a great company. I have a very successful show, all of that stuff, right? I wish I didn't have to do it. I would prefer not doing it, but I love this country. And if you ask me what are the odds, I'll let you know sometime prior to June. But I will tell you, I am giving it serious, serious thought.
Deming is a plane remodeled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the only thing, well, there are two vulnerabilities, it seems to me, and you can comment on these. You encourage you, in fact, at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. He is vulnerable because he has bankrupted a couple of his companies, or I don't know if he created a couple of companies, and he had to declare, or had to, maybe decided to, for business purposes. One of them I know was an Atlantic City casino, to declare bankruptcy. So he's had those things, whether that'll shadow him. The other stuff about the birther, I mean, there's, as he points out, Mr. Obama is ineffective, he's inexperienced, he's ill-equipped to run this country. It's so obvious it shows up every day of the week, all day long. So why he gets on this birther thing is beyond most people, and I think that maybe that doesn't get in the way. Maybe he's found through some research that that's a hot button still with some people. 800-510-8255. While he hasn't revealed much in the way of what he stands for or what he plans to do, he does have an opinion about our current involvement in Libya.
The Arab League. You know what that is? Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, the richest nations in the world. They tell us to go into Libya. They tell us to go in. And France leads the way. That's the beauty of all. France is going to be our leader, okay? So France leads the way. But forget that. The Arab League is so wealthy. They have so much money. They have cash pouring out of their ears. And they tell us, and we're a debtor nation, they tell us to go in and take out Gaddafi because we don't like him. Why aren't they paying us? Why aren't they paying us? When they said that, you should have said, we'll go in. We want $5 billion. We've already spent $1.5 billion on fighting Gaddafi. We want $5 billion right now, and we'll go in. And you know what? That's peanuts for them. They'd give you a check in about 2 seconds. They go, boom, boom, boom. Thank you very much. But we don't have the mentality that even thinks to ask for it.
Donald Trump on a situation. See, that's the kind of thing, practical stuff, where he is on top of it. The most frequent thing I heard this weekend from conversations in various circumstances where I was talking to people that I knew was how crazy this is. I was talking yesterday to a man who works with me, and he's a veteran of the Vietnam War, and he voted for Obama. And he says, you know how crazy this is, how much money it costs us to keep our soldiers and all the armament and everything else there in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're going into Libya. We have 754 bases that we maintain around the world. This is craziness. And the fact that there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, when is that going to get hammered home so people realize it and demand? What happened to the demonstrations that occurred when I was a kid and we were in Vietnam? You remember those demonstrations? Why aren't there demonstrations in the streets right now? What's the matter? Have we got something in the air that keeps people from wanting to really get upset about this sort of thing? This is upsetting. And it's ruination in the sense that we are just spending all of this stuff, just pouring it away. Trump's 100% right. That's the stuff that'll get them votes. The practical approach is you go to the Arabs and you say, pay. You want us to get rid of him? Pay. 800-510-8255. More about Donald Trump and other candidates as we continue here on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. With the royal wedding only a few weeks away, there are a few apps out there that would be really helpful to Kate or any bride planning a spring wedding. If you're in a 4G market, 4G devices and apps can really take some of that stress out of your big day. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint 4G.
Weddings are stressful, but there are some mobile apps that can help. For brides, there's a makeup app called Glamzy that gives you makeup tips, and it lets you try out your makeup virtually to get the right look. And for the men, Necktie is an app that gives step-by-step tying instructions for a whole variety of knots, because no one wants to be the groomsman who can't tie his own necktie.
To learn more about how 4G can help with your wedding, visit sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
All right, on the countdown from Meet the Press, David Gregory speaks to John Meacham, Tavis Smiley, and Senator Mike Lee about the poll showing Trump in the lead.
If Romney is the supposed frontrunner, why is Trump making such headway right now?
I think that Trump is an emblem of the triumph of the celebrity political culture. And I think the attention here is not because of views he holds, but because of his personality, frankly. And I think that it will shake out. I suspect that Governor Romney, if history is any guide, Governor Romney is the front runner, mm-hmm. right? Because in the Republican Party, the nominee tends to be someone who has run before. The only exception from 1960 is 1964. So you're talking about almost half century. And I suspect that will be where the race turns out. Trump is an interesting figure, like all populist outbreaks. It tells you something about the frustration with both parties, and frankly, with this conversation that we're having to some extent.
The bottom line is Donald Trump is laughing all the way to the bank, and he's rolling us in the media every single day. Let's be frank about it. The truth is such a scarce commodity in this town oftentimes, and that's the bottom line. He's laughing to the bank, and he's playing us, number one. Number two, with all due respect to my senator and the Tea Party activists, there's, on a certain level, I understand the frustration, because I'm frustrated. I understand the angst of the Tea Party. But if you're going to start taking seriously a guy like Donald Trump making those kinds of statements, that 2 years in he's going to go down as the worst president, and that's a long list of bad presidents. So that kind of nonsense is going to get your issues not being taken seriously.
Who do you back right now? I mean, if you look at Mitt Romney, do you think he's the front runner, first of all?
I do think he's the front runner, and I think he's coming into this race strong. He's got a strong record of showing that he knows how to bring in revenue. And if there's one thing we desperately need right now as Americans, it's revenue. Now, look, Donald Trump is not what I would call the Tea Party candidate. And I want to make clear, the Tea Party movement is much simpler than people give it credit for being. It's simply a phenomenon that has occurred as tens of millions of Americans, whether they call themselves Tea Partiers or not, have recognized that the federal government has become too big and too expensive.
What about John Huntsman, our ambassador in China? You've worked for him in the past, also from Utah. He wrote a letter to President Obama back in 2009. The Daily Caller obtained a copy of it. And in it, he's quite positive about the president. He writes, "I'm most grateful for the graciousness and kindness you have shown me and my family, particularly your confidence in my ability to represent you in China. You are a remarkable leader, and it has been a great honor getting to know you." And that was from John Huntsman. Do you think that might rear its head during the primary fight for John Huntsman if he's a candidate?
Well, sure. Look, that letter, coupled with the fact that he was a member of this administration in the sense that he was the U.S. ambassador to China during President Obama's time in office, might not be a huge benefit to him. On the other hand, I don't think it'll be all that surprising to anyone that as he's writing a letter to someone who was his boss for a significant amount of time, if he gives him some praise for exercising some leadership, that may not be the death knell.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. What do you think of Donald Trump versus the others who are running? That's our focus here in this part of the countdown. On the Facebook page for Doug Steffen's show, B says, this is hardly the first time he's tried this. This time, it's more obvious it has a monetary benefit for him. And Yvonne says he's just drumming up ratings. So full of himself, you agree with that? Follow the thread at DougSteffen.com. Go to the Facebook icon. Our poll over the weekend was about Donald Trump at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of him? Let's see, 26% said he's just trying to drum up ratings for his TV show. 22% of you said you didn't trust him. 23% of you said, what's with his hair? 16%, he's just another aging white rich guy. 13%, I'd vote for him. That's interesting because that doesn't agree with the polls of likely presidential voters, but it's okay because we want to hit all the bases here. From Fox News on Sunday, Chris Wallace talked to Dana Perino, Nina Easton, and Kevin Madden about the possibility Sarah Palin runs in 2012.
I'm fascinated that you guys seem to be taking Sarah Palin as seriously as a potential candidate, because I think the conventional wisdom has been, Dana, that she's dropping in the polls, certainly among independents, even among some Republicans, and that she hasn't been doing the kind of spade work you need to do in terms of building organization, going to these key early states like Iowa and New Hampshire. You seem to think that she might get in.
So that was the case up until about January when she did the video, the Facebook video responding to the Gabrielle Giffords shooting in which she was being attacked. Then she pushed back. It wasn't a professionally done video, and it basically kind of bombed. She hasn't been seen much since then, but I also know that she's been trying to – she's hired a key staffer, somebody that she might be able to turn to create a campaign. I too, for the last sort of 6 weeks, have thought, oh, she's probably not going to get in. Then I see her pop up in Wisconsin at the Tea Party rally yesterday, and, you know, she was on fire. And I think kind of she has nothing to lose. Like, why wouldn't she run? That was the thing that I'm looking at. Like, at this point, if she's looking across the field, she thinks, why not me?
Well, I'll tell you what I told her on the Sunday before Election Day last year. I said, you're making too much money. You got too much influence. You're having too much fun. You don't need this.
But maybe I think that she actually is sincere. I think that she thinks that she can bring something to the table and help solve problems.
Is the jaded political reporter never consider sincerity. I mean, that, my God.
Is the money ever really going to go away, though, when you're Sarah Palin? I mean, you have an identifiable brand. You have an audience. It's never going away.
It's not going away, but you do have to lose your income for that year and go raise money. I mean, and I think that's something that Mike Huckabee faces as well. I mean, you do have to... You know, you lose your Fox contract, you lose, you lose.
Huckabee's got a bigger problem, though, because, or a tougher choice, because Huckabee is leading in these polls. I mean, he's doing nothing. He's not traveling very much. And he continues to be either number one or number two in all of these polls. And yet I agree with you. He's got a real issue. This is the first time in his life he's ever made any money. I think he enjoys working at Fox
a
lot.
Yeah, and he said he likes his life.
He just bought a big house in Florida. I think he's got maybe the toughest choice.
Yeah, it's interesting with all these candidates, though. I think it raises the question, is Iowa, because Iowa is something that you can kind of go into late. Is that enough of a springboard for a full presidential candidate? A lot of these other states, they have deadlines. It requires an organization. It requires more than just... you know, Sarah Palin's name recognition or Mike Huckabee's name recognition or how much they loved you last time around. So I think...
But don't you think Huckabee, I mean, he stayed in the race longer than anybody except John McCain. Don't you think he's got some residual organization from 2008?
Yeah, sure. I mean, and I think he'll be a very strong candidate if he does get in.
I think there are a lot of people with lots of liabilities that are running for the presidency or indicating an interest in the presidency. What about you? Huckabee certainly has some baggage that we found out about a year or so ago. Palin, I do. I don't know. Romney has former governorship of Massachusetts. All right, so we'll take your calls in a few minutes about those who are running and what you think. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply. If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds? Sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Slaves built lengthy with the
wall. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
After the hour now, it's Doug Steffen on the Daily Countdown. Monday through Friday, we spend a couple of hours a day listening to you talking about talk radio and talk television. Very unusual or unique program. We're happy to be able to put the pieces together of all of the stations that we monitor across the country so you have the pulse of what people are thinking. Our focus here is the presidential, possible presidential racers, if you will, for next year or into that big time Donald Trump. Interesting how Fox obviously is not a fan of Donald Trump's. Otherwise, if you didn't hear the conversation that just was aired, Chris Wallace talking to a couple of people, talking about how Huckabee is leading in most of the polls, isn't leading in any poll that I've seen, maybe leading in some, but Trump is leading in most of them, as has been suggested here. So what's this all about? Well, the who's going to beat Obama thread to this is an important one, and so we listen now to a radio program hosted by a fellow named Wayne Cabot, here talking to somebody from Politico.com about Mitt Romney and if he can defeat Obama.
With Washington even more divided, Ben, than ever before, even before Obama became president, is this the right time for Mitt Romney to run?
Well, I don't think he's the candidate that a lot of Republicans want, the sort of fire-breathing anti-Obama. You know, Romney is not a confrontational type. His run is kind of a businessman with a business record to get the economy back on track. And, you know, a lot of people are hurting, and I think that's the center of his appeal.
And he also, 5 years ago, signed the health care law in Massachusetts as a governor there, and you know he knows that's got to be an issue. How's he going to address that?
Well, he is wriggling around and looking for every day there's sort of a new explanation for this law, which, you know, when he signed it was really the crown jewel of his administration in Massachusetts and something he was very proud of. but as health care specifically in the last year has become this real problem for Republicans, Romney has been backpedaling it, saying, you know, it was really only Massachusetts. It's one thing to do it for a state, another thing to do it for the whole country. He said he might do it a little differently. He's offered a variety of reasons.
And, you know, one of the things that many people may not know about Mitt Romney, one of these just interesting asides, make of it what you will, is the fact of the way he transported his pet dog many, many years ago. It came out during the last campaign. Tell us about that and whether that might be an issue with some people.
Well, you know, maybe this is humanizing. I don't know. But one of his sons let slip last time around that he had been strapped the family dog to the roof of their car while taking a long trip, which raised a whole lot of eyebrows and probably didn't please the animal-loving constituency.
I wouldn't imagine that it would, but at least you brought the dog with him. I guess you can look at it that way. So Mitt Romney, 2012, he tried it again last time. What were the mistakes in the last campaign?
Well, in the last campaign, I think, you know, as they see it, he was seen as kind of inauthentically socially conservative. He decided that what Republicans wanted was a real anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage, social conservative. He had not been that before, but decided that's what he was going to be. I think, you know, what his supporters hope this time is that this will be the real Mitt Romney, you know, who's not going to pander to people in Iowa on social conservative issues, but is going to, you know, try to win voters in New Hampshire on the sort of fiscal, tax, business issues that are the things that he's most comfortable and authentic talking about.
So he'll be the candidate who no longer panders.
Exactly. He's reinventing himself as a candidate who's not reinventing himself or something like that.
All right. 800-510-8255. Donald Trump in the focus with some of your calls and general presidential campaign callers, starting now with Ellen, who's calling, listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. Ellen, please go ahead. You're live on the air.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Hi.
Yes, my question or comment is, how do you think Donald Trump's multiple marriages would affect his candidacy?
I don't know. At this day and age, I think that that's not as much of an issue. Maybe an issue with some people, but it is certainly not an overwhelming issue. I think, as I said a few minutes ago, the overwhelming issues with him, people will make hay with him. I mean, there'll be those who'll make fun of him just because he's the Donald. Then there are those who will look at his business record. He's talking about jobs. You can be sure that'll all be scrutinized, how many jobs he's created, the bankruptcies, that kind of stuff. Is he a serious candidate? He's not a politician. And there are many people who lust for someone being in that place that is not a politician. There's a viral email going around the country right now that looks to me like it's had millions, tens of millions, but not more hits with the overview of how do we straighten out our political mess. And the focus is how Congress spends too much time in its seat, term limits, all that stuff. And there's some pretty powerful arguments there. A lot of powerful arguments against a lot of the people who are in power. Donald has never been in politics. He knows how to run businesses, people like that. Romney has some of that background. The rest of them don't. Isn't it time we look at least different types of people? We certainly have found somebody in the office at the moment. The last two guys have been completely incompetent for various reasons. And so I don't think you can fault Obama on his intellect. It's just he's so skewed. His background is so built on government and what it does and how it just that's the stuff that turns so many people off. And I think Trump is right, although I think Bush did a lot to hurt us internationally. Trump isn't wrong when he says Obama is kind of pandering a little bit to countries. But I think we have less of a negative impact, negative image around the world because just because Bush isn't president. That doesn't make any difference. Could have been Mickey Mouse as president, and it would have changed that reality. Next up, Susan in Florida with some thoughts on Donald Trump.
I'm a small business owner. I've been a small business owner for 6 years, and I was originally a legal assistant. So I have come to realize since being a small business owner that the world is a business. This country is a business. And therefore, I felt for many years that we need a successful business person running this country. And let the politicians stick with enforcing and enacting the law. But there's a place for the politicians, but we need a successful business person to bring this country back and run it. So while I don't know him personally, and I don't always necessarily agree with everything that Donald Trump says, what most of what he stands for and he says. I do, and I believe that he is a strong enough personality to possibly help this country.
All right. Does Donald Trump help this country in your estimation? 800-510-8255. Up next is Frank, who's in Virginia. Some more thoughts on Donald Trump.
I think Mr. Trump, and I'm a Republican, is a terrible idea. He has too much baggage. This man is a modern-day P.T. Barnum. Mr. Trump is for Mr. Trump and Mr. Trump only. He'd be terrible for the party. If we're ever stupid enough to nominate this man, we guarantee the re-election of Barack Obama. He's just a narcissistic egomaniac who just loves to see his face and his name in the media. And the sooner Republicans understand that, the sooner we'll have a better chance of trying to unseat Mr. Barack Obama.
A narcissistic egomaniac. That's an interesting combination. Stewart's in New York City, where the Donald lives.
I'm a Democrat, and I just think that it would be fantastic news if Donald Trump ran for president. He's just a buffoon who's obviously out for his own personal aggrandizement, and it's just very, very sad to me that such a percentage of people have fallen for this. It just does not bode well for the future of the country to have so many people taking seriously somebody who has not yet said anything serious. Has he made one policy position? Has he said anything intelligent about anything? He just blathers on, and that seems to work. And to me, that really says something very sad. Very sad about this country.
Well, a lot of things that are going on in our country that are pretty sad, sir. And maybe that is something that's important, but it shows you how people are grabbing for straws, as it were. Bill's down in Charleston, South Carolina. More thoughts on the Donald.
The first thing I'd like to say is that Barack Obama may be the president of the United States, but he is by far, by any stretch of the imagination, a leader. The man absolutely refuses to do anything about the price of gas and oil. There's millions of people out here on Social Security and disability that have not gotten a raise in the last couple of years because there was no cost of living increase. Well, tell me there's no cost of living increase when you go to the gas pump or go to the grocery store. I'm having to go to food banks right now just to get by. I'm fighting kidney cancer. I do chemo every morning, steroids. There's millions of people out here that are going to vote Barack Obama out of office. And Donald Trump is an extremely smart, hard-nosed businessman. He could possibly be the best thing ever to hit this country.
John would like to see Michelle Bachmann run for the presidency.
I think Bachmann would be fine, but I just think that that when she labels herself a Tea Party, the Democrats have demonized and villainized them so much. And it's really not the Democratic Party anymore. It's the Socialist Democratic Party. I think Americans need to recognize that and see it for what it is. The Democrats are not the Democrats. They are actually socialists. They've been hijacked, probably about 10, 15, about 30 years ago. And we need to wake up on that. But Bachmann, if she really wants to, I'm an independent. But I think the Tea Party thing has been demonized way too much, and the general media in general has fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Up next, the budget and the debt here on the Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't. Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy?
Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
All right, so here we are focused on the budget. Bob Schieffer talks about the Congressman Ryan budget. He asks here Senator Mark Warner about Ryan's comments on the budget.
Let me just start with the raising the debt ceiling. You just heard what Congressman Ryan said. What is your reaction to that?
Well, Bob, I think it's dangerous to kind of roll the dice on the debt limit. I mean, frankly, unlike the government shutdown, which I got to tell you, I was embarrassed for the Congress and for the country that we allowed us to get to that 11th hour with the back and forth tit for tat. We can't do that with a debt limit. You get close to that debt limit and you could actually scare the bond markets. They could end up raising interest rates, which would dramatically cut back on the recovery, not just in terms of the government spend, but somebody going out trying to get a loan, trying to close on a house, a company trying to hire a new employee. This is literally potentially lighting the match that could burn down the house. So I hope our colleagues on both sides will go ahead and raise the debt limit. Some, I know Congressman Ryan and others have said that we need some level of down payment on spending cuts. We're looking at trying to include that in our bipartisan approach. If there's one thing we've seen, particularly looking at the government shutdown proposal, it's if both political parties start at either end of the spectrum and fight, the only people who really lose in that are the American people. We're saying on this big issue of debt and deficit, we need to start out of the center, start with a bipartisan plan, and build out.
Well, what I thought was interesting about what Congressman Ryan said this morning, because Treasury Secretary Geithner was on two television shows this morning and said flatly that Republican leaders had assured the president behind closed doors that they would vote to raise the debt limit ceiling. And yet, Mr. Ryan, who's a key player over there in the House, said, no way, no how. And he said nobody had told him that. And I find it hard to believe that they might have said that and not tell Congressman Ryan.
Well, it's hard to imagine anybody that responsibly understands the consequences of dealing or failing to raise the debt limit, particularly with the uncertainty in Europe in terms of the sovereign debt crisis going on in countries like Ireland and Greece and now Portugal, with the uncertainty in the Middle East, the idea that we would, in effect, roll the dice with the world economy by getting into this brinksmanship, I think would be beyond the pale. Now, there clearly are members, particularly a number of the new members in the House, who've said they will draw the line and not raise the debt limit. My only hope is that saner and cooler heads will prevail.
800-510-8255. Your calls on the budget deficit, the budget, and what we need to do to fix the problem. That's next on the Countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's see here. Don, with thoughts on the Republicans and the working class and tax cuts, as we take your calls now on the budget situation on the Countdown.
We don't have a budget deficit. There's plenty of money in this country. And like I say, Americans, don't be fooled. Any savings that the Republicans say that they might come from slashing all of these social programs, they are going to turn around and not apply that money to paying off the deficit. They're going to take that money and put it in more tax cuts to the rich. These Republicans need to get a clue, okay? We are all in the same boat. And what they're doing is that they're pitting the working man against the working man. They're pitting the union workers against the non-union workers while those fat cats sit back and laugh. America, you better get a clue. You will not get one there because they're not going to take one penny to pay down the deficit. Only thing the power right is going to do is take whatever money that they cut the deficit with and give it back in tax cuts.
There's an angry guy. How about you? Are you angry? 800-510-8255. Mark is in Michigan. The president, his focus on budget problems.
I'd like to see Obama tell it like it is, get real. tell the Republicans they're delusional if they believe that the Republican budget plan is sound. But at the same time, he needs to have a budget plan that he can lay out that will show all the Americans that it's all of our responsibility on this budget thing and on the spending. And we all have got a stake in it.
That is for sure. No question. Thank you, sir. Todd, South Carolina, is a Tea Party member.
Big deficits, small cuts, and a liberal squeam. You know, they accuse the Tea Party of being not being very forthright. I think the Tea Party is very forthright in our movement. I think we have easy goals that are easy to follow. Yet the Democrats accuse us of having being devious or sly or underhanded. But it's real simple. Barack got in. He's running up bigger deficits, $9 trillion since he got in, added the federal deficit. Not the deficit, but the debt. And then he still has Guantanamo open. He still has Iraq going on. Everything he said, or many things he said, he lied. He knew he could not provide that or probably follow through. But we're still in those places spending tons of money we don't have. And just a small cut like this, $60 billion out of 14, what is it, $3 trillion, and we can't find a cut like that, then there's something really wrong. And if we keep spending so much money, it's going to drive interest rates up later on. Heck, the Democrats won't let us drill for oil, and they complain about high food prices. So I see a lot of these problems as easily to get at. It's just the Democrats will not let us.
All right, so there's that point of view. Up next, 800-510-8255. Margie is a listener in West Virginia.
I would like to see the president point out a few things that people need to be reminded of. And I would love to hear him say that how much we are paying big oil, big agriculture, and anybody else, that our tax money is being used to pay their subsidies. I'd love for him to point out the truth of how we only have government shutdowns when the Republicans have some form of power, but their guy's not in office, because when Bush was running up the deficit, Cheney was saying deficits don't matter, but we didn't hear a peep out of Bachman, Boehner, Cantor. So I think he needs to point out the hypocrisy that they only go after shutting down the government and getting fiscally sound whenever they have the opposite of their guy in the White House.
800-510-8255. Lee in Wilmington with a final thought here on the countdown. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah, it's about Ryan and the other guy that was on the show yesterday.
Yes, Bob Schieffer, yeah.
Yes. They're acting like the sky's going to fall if we go there and don't raise the debt ceiling. Well, all you got to do is really just take a look at the European countries. They're a total mess, and it's primarily because all they did was go there and basically cook the books. Literally, you had one president get in the office, and then the former president goes there and actually hands him the other set of books.
Right.
Well, the only difference between them and us is the fact that oil is priced on the American dollar.
Yeah. All right, sir. Time's up for this hour of the countdown. Lots of good thinking here. Thank you for your thoughts.